Unit 13. Analysis. On the other hand, living together in human society often requires restraining aggressive behavior. From an evolutionary perspective, aggression can be viewed as adaptive behavior, at least in some situations. For instance, competition for desirable mates is often intense, and one way to win in such contests is through aggression against potential rivals. So, especially for males, strong tendencies to aggress against others can yield beneficial outcomes. Being aggressive to others in response to every provocation is definitely not adaptive and can greatly disrupt social life. For this reason, it is clear that we possess effective internal mechanisms for restraining anger and obvious aggression. Such mechanisms are described by the term self-regulation or self-control and refer to our capacity to regulate many aspects of our own behavior, including aggression. Unit 13. Analysis.
이 글의 소재는 공격성의 적응성 측면과 비적응성 측면입니다.
From an evolutionary perspective, aggression can be viewed as adaptive behavior, at least in some situations.
진화적 측면에서 공격성은 최소한 몇몇 상황에서 적응 행동으로 간주될 수 있습니다.
For instance, competition for desirable mates is often intense, and one way to win in such contests is through aggression against potential rivals.
예를 들어 매력적인 배우자를 위한 경쟁은 종종 치열하여 그러한 경쟁에서 승리하는 한 가지 방법은 잠재적인 경쟁자에 대한 공격성을 통해서입니다.
So, especially for males, strong tendencies to aggress against others can yield beneficial outcomes.
그러므로 특히 수컷에게 있어 다른 개체들에게 공세를 취하는 강한 성향은 이득이 되는 결과를 낳을 수 있습니다.
Being aggressive to others in response to every provocation is definitely not adaptive and can greatly disrupt social life.
모든 도발에 대한 반응으로서 타인에게 공격성을 표출하는 것은 분명히 적응적이지 않으며 또한 사회 생활을 상당히 방해할 수 있습니다.
On the other hand, living together in human society often requires restraining aggressive behavior.
반면에 인간 사회에서 함께 살아가는 것은 종종 공격적인 행동을 억제하는 것을 요구합니다.
For this reason, it is clear that we possess effective internal mechanisms for restraining anger and obvious aggression.
이러한 이유에서 우리가 분노와 명백한 억제하는 효율적인 내적 기제를 가지고 있다는 것은 분명합니다.
Such mechanisms are described by the term self-regulation or self-control and refer to our capacity to regulate many aspects of our own behavior, including aggression.
이러한 기제들은 자기 규제 혹은 자기 통제라는 용어로 기술될 수 있으며 공격성을 포함하여 우리 행동의 다양한 양상을 통제하는 우리의 능력을 지칭합니다.
Unit 13. Analysis. On the other hand, living together in human society often requires restraining aggressive behavior. From an evolutionary perspective, aggression can be viewed as adaptive behavior, at least in some situations. For instance, competition for desirable mates is often intense, and one way to win in such contests is through aggression against potential rivals. So, especially for males, strong tendencies to aggress against others can yield beneficial outcomes. Being aggressive to others in response to every provocation is definitely not adaptive and can greatly disrupt social life. For this reason, it is clear that we possess effective internal mechanisms for restraining anger and obvious aggression. Such mechanisms are described by the term self-regulation or self-control and refer to our capacity to regulate many aspects of our own behavior, including aggression.